You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard party.
Tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I have my co-host here with me. I've got Bill the Butcher from the Butcher Shop.
Hey, yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
And I've got Will Turbot from Demand the Truth.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Okay, yes. So, do we have any updates? Anything that you guys want to get through to while we try to get a hold of our guests?
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Bill.
I jumped on the Speaker of the House for Texas today, which was special. Turned into a rhino and everything, but that's completely different, and so I won't go into that and everything. Younger one.
Well, I wanted to make a couple notes too. I told you boys recently how I confronted Hillary Clinton again about her husband Epstein and the fact that she thinks that she said they all look alike when referring to black people when she was talked to about Cory Booker and Eric Holder. And I mean, we could spend a whole decade worth of shows just bring up her crimes. But before that, they kind of put the brake on my videos on Facebook and on YouTube. And after I had a couple larger than usual videos, and then I did this video when I was down in D.C., and it was a joke. So I was outside of NASA. They have offices there in D.C., and I just said, "Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Will Turbot. I'm usually deadpan. I usually don't make that many jokes, too, so I guess that's probably why. But I did completely deadpan, and I'm like, "Hey, guys, this is Will Turbot here for Demand the Truth. I just got kicked out of NASA for exposing flat Earth. I was confronting scientists and da-da-da-da, whatever, because the biggest problem we have is not the child trafficking, the DCYF. It's not the illegal wars. It's not the trillions in debt or the NSA spying or the Patriot Act or the GMOs or the vaccines or da-da-da-da-da. It's the shape of the Earth. Let's all concentrate on that because that's the biggest issue." Boom. And then now I got like flat earthers like thinking that this is real, and that video and these other videos, not that I get a lot of views anyways, but it's so funny how like you can see that certain things will get way more views than other things, and it's really sad, but it's also a testament to people like V2. I know your work for sure has been censored, and I'm not sure if maybe Bill can speak to this because I'm not too sure about this because I know he's a very prolific writer himself. But I mean, I know V is well aware of all this stuff, and it's just really sad that I had to do. And I did another video recently too, where it was an open house for the police officers today, and I dressed up as they had the cop cars outside and whatever, and I put on, you know, they had their outfits outside. I put on the outfit, and I was pretending to be a cop, and I said, I'm coming for all the bad cops, and you guys are going to lick my boots and this and that. And then the thing is, like, I have more people believing I'm a flat earth I'm a flat earth cop than hey, our elite have been demonstrated, even in the mainstream media now, from Epstein to Nexium to John of God to the Vatican to the Royal Family of England. They're all involved in pedophilia in one way or another. So it's funny. It's really sad, actually.
Well,
oh my
yeah.
God. Oh, my God. Kill you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. where do I go from here? Will,
well,
congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, you just hit the net. You really have.
Well, does she smell
like... You need to come on here, man. You need to come on here, man. Come on, man. You need to come on here, man. Come on.
I want to know, because I have other people I've interviewed. Let's say they've been next to Hillary Clinton, and there's a stereotype or this rumor that's being perpetuated that she smells like meat. Does she smell like meat? Like raw meat?
You know, I didn't get that close. I even, you could notice in the video, there's Secret Service telling me, and shout outs to Auditing America. Check out his channel. He's got an awesome channel too. But, Secret Service actually told us to stop multiple times, and we just kept going. So we got right up there with the camera, but we got there right before she got into the door too. We were there, but I didn't get within sniffing range. But there was a very odd character who I almost thought was Hillary Clinton herself beforehand. There's a woman that when you open the door, she greets her. You can see her on video. It's basically a lady that looks like. It looks like Hillary Clinton 20 years in the future, and she has the exact same hairstyle. Oh, she's wearing the same clothes, and it's really weird. I almost confronted her, like, thinking, is that Hillary? Is that Hillary?
Probably a failed.
Well, no, here's the deal. I'll be blunt with you guys, okay? When it comes to little girls, you get people like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all of that, they lose their minds. They absolutely lose their minds, okay? And that's all it boils down to. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, okay? I went into this Lolita thing last night, which I would love to delve into this night. But come on, guys. You can't screw little girls. Stop screwing little girls. Come on, man.
Okay, well, I just gotten word that our presidential candidate is not feeling well tonight, but he will be back on the air tomorrow and the rest of the week. So, I do, and this is actually quite common, especially for the... more active guest that would appear on my show. It's like someone always gets sick, and it's so bizarre, and the control these people have. Okay, chemtrails laced with not just nanomaterial, but desiccated red blood cells and that stuff. They can hit you with a frequency, lower your immune system, the sickness is already in you, and you'll get sick. They've got that sick button down. They can destroy your health rather quickly with this kind of stuff. I've had people like Del Bigtree, I don't want to name drop so much, but just like last minute, my son's severely sick, and arm's severely sick. And so I know Mr. Harris is, he's a pile driver, and he'll make the interviews. He does everything possible to make things happen. So for him to get that sick that quickly is, is really bad. But, I do want to, you know, a lot of people know, though, as far as what Will's saying, you know, this activism, it's what the First Amendment was made for. Now, doing the show, in general, for all activists, for, you know, oppression everywhere, to get from underneath oppression, this isn't just about targeted individuals, but targeted individuals need to call in and support the show. Because, I mean, we're having more success with other areas of activism, and this whole targeted individual thing is just it's falling flat on its face. It's just so much of this, this person is doing something about it. They'll get it done. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to sit here and suffer and cry. And it's going to work.
It's not. And what people need to realize is, I understand, because this is the same thing. I can't speak for targeted individuals, but I can only imagine. But dealing with the CPS, DCYF people, the people that want to speak up, I've had several events, like 3 or 4 events, where people were not even just to tell their story on camera, just to meet up and discuss how we can help each other and let's do something about this. And nobody shows up. And a lot of people are interested. And this is a very, very big issue here in Rhode Island. And people just don't show up because they're fear of being targeted. But if you just sit back and if everybody just has that fear and we all take that option, then we're never going to move the ball down the field. The only thing that is going to change things is if we work together and all come together, because that's the only thing that they fear, and that's the only thing, in my estimation, that could put a stop to this.
Well, I think this year is going to be pretty much, I'm going to do the long haul and put out the rest of the material out there as far as target individuals need to know and need to use to push down the field. Because, I mean, I've already got the keys to the cuffs. You know, I don't have to be fighting for target individuals. I was targeted. I mean, I'm still, you know, there's still a lot of people behind the scenes that want to get in the way of my money and monitor my devices. But other than that, I've pretty much broken free of these jackasses. But, I mean, I'm having way more success in the family rights movement, fighting in CPS and these corrupt judges and this course. It's unbelievable. We've actually got one of these pedophile judge, child trafficking, pedophile ring judges removed from Kara's case. Remember we had Kara on last week or the week before, and so that was a huge step. We got right down on that, you know, my legal team, and I think that is really something to focus on, because, you know, get rid of one, we can probably get rid of them all and start having some of these judges step down.
And, you know, I'm actually a person that fundamentally, philosophically believes that the government is inherently coercive, immoral, and violent. But if we could even just take a step in the right direction, you know, it would be some real democracy if we could vote for our judges and they had 4 or even 6 8-year terms. But we could at least vote on them. You know, that would be a whole different thing, because when these corrupt politicians get in and they steal the vote, then they appoint whoever they want to all these different positions in government jobs with a great pension, and they got all these unions. And, I mean, you pretty much have to murder somebody to get fired from a union job. So it's really you can't solve this problem working through the government. I mean, we gotta do something about this. I'm talking peaceful here. I'm talking about tar and feathering. But, I mean, you know, thinking you're going to change this thing from the inside is, I think, misguided.
you're not a UC punk kind of guy. You remember that movie? This punk kid that was, you know, all anarchy and yada yada, and after losing friends to drugs, he finds that, oh, I'm gonna go to law school and be a lawyer and take down the system from the inside.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that, because I am trying to go back to school to, I mean, it'll probably take me a long time because I want to go to community college, and I'm, you know, I'm just a dude working paycheck to paycheck at this point. But, you know, a lawyer is technically working in the system. But, you know, one of the reasons I thought about potentially doing that is because just here in Rhode Island, dealing with all these families who have had their kids taken away from them, who haven't committed a crime illegally, unconstitutionally, then hearing the story on and on and on again throughout the years, and then with whistleblowers here locally, and then my show, and then almost every episode of the show, we ask somebody, you know, and barely ever I've heard of maybe one supposed good lawyer, maybe. And that's the thing, and because these lawyers don't buck the system, and I think being a lawyer could be a powerful tool in the meantime until we break up the system. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, too. I think there's people like, you know, Mr. Harris, who unfortunately, coincidentally, is feeling under the weather, that have great ideas. And whether he, you know what, like, this is something that, you know, people think about, you know. And I think Ron Paul did a great thing just by running, because otherwise people may not have known who Ron Paul was and have been educated on stuff like that. And what Adam Kokesh is trying to do to run for not president, to destroy the federal government peaceably through legislation. And then what Mr. Harris is talking about, bringing up the, I mean, you know, quite frankly, we could talk about wars and child trafficking all we want, but if artificial intelligence, singularity, robotics, Matrix, Terminator, Skynet takes over, we won't even be able to save those kids. So it's just the fact that he's bringing that up and having that conversation, I guess, is important. I guess maybe you do need people on the inside or the outside. I have no idea what philosophically to do, but we do need, I guess, those people like Kokesh, like Ron Paul, like Mr. Harris that are running for president, just to get people talking about these things. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely. But we need those people that are really ready to lay their lives down. I mean, we don't need another John F. Kennedy assassination. But I remember, you know, watching Conspiracy Theory with the you know, Jesse the Body Ventura, and, you know, I did hear him say in an interview, you know, someone asked him, you know, why didn't you take this down? Why didn't you stop that? And he's like, well, when I found myself in office, I found that I was less powerful than the average citizen. He was just constantly being told, no, he couldn't do this, no, he couldn't do that, no, he didn't have the authority to do this, no, he didn't have the authority to do that. So, I thought that was really bizarre.
I've been a Navy SEAL. I hang out in the Baja, and I've been the governor. But, hey, do you know what he said on that show? He said, hey, when I became the governor, I was scheduled a secret meeting with members of the CIA, basically talking to him. That's illegal. That's completely illegal. CIA is forbidden. First of all, CIA inherently is legal and constitutional.
But secondly, Are we admitting that Jesse was on our show? Are we admitting that?
No. I think Bill got a little bit confused here, but we are coming up to our commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Okay. So, we are back. And, you know, just a little bit of good news here. I do know when I was in the States, and I don't know for those of you who are aware or unaware of my history here, I have some injury. Now, they say the targeted individual program is supposed to be the fingerprintless crime. Although I've been collecting evidence everywhere, everything from patents to the victims to everything to the hacking of my devices to the physical damage done to my body. Now, while I had this entrainment and this electrical signal bombarding me, it has affected my body greatly. I have chronic neck pain, and it's due to something called calcium efflux disease. I studied this new phenomena that is being spoken about by a couple professors at some universities, and they're touring trying to get some awareness to this, but calcium efflux disease is something that happens when you have too much EMF exposure or electromagnetic field energy exposure. Now, I've got this badly. When I was going to the doctors, trying to go to the hospital in the U.S., where I lived, I was usually always turned away. You know, after sitting for 8 to 10 hours in an emergency room, just to have a nurse give me 2 aspirin and tell me to go away. After, I want to say, about 8 or 9 times of me doing this, they finally accepted me in after I threatened them for medical malpractice, suing them. They admitted me and got me in on a bed and had me on a morphine drip and, you know, ran one CAT scan, and that was like it. Oh, everything came back negative. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, I'm not leaving this hospital until you do something about this. Well, they sent in a neurologist who gave me acupuncture. He's like, oh, this is experimental. This will cure you 100%. And I was like, really? Your guests are always cured. Well, they don't have any pain. How long? Like, well, in at least 6 months. And so 2 hours later, I was back in pain. And the reason why I was not in pain for those 2 hours, because he put morphine on the tip of those needles. So I guess he thought I was crazy. That's basically what they were trying to tell me, that I was crazy. But now being here in Europe, I'm finally seeing a doctor. I had my first doctor's visit today. Someone talked me into it. And immediate results. Okay, prescriptions for this. I can feel that you have this tightness here and this. And I'm going to set you up for these tests here and here and here and here and here. And it's like, wow. Real medical coverage. And I'm just blown away today. Because as a target individual, you're going to be blacklisted. You're going to be made to look crazy when you go to a hospital. Because they don't want to give you any service. They want you in pain. They want you to die. But here, I'm getting real medical care. Real results. And that's just after one day. Not years of trying to be seen by a health professional. One day, and the doctor immediately recognized some issues just from touching my neck. People, you've got to understand, you're not living in a free country. You can't say America is the greatest place in the world if you've never been outside of it. So just a little update right there. I know we got to go back to commercial, and we'll get into some other issues when we come back from the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back from the commercial break for long haul. So, we are definitely picking up some steam with the networks, all the networks, and we're going to have some more shows for you coming from TTN to Tame TV Network. And I tell you what, it's going to be fun. We've got a lady who is ex-military. She had a rough time in there, and basically because she was sexually assaulted many times and was told by the higher-ups that, hey, this is just the way things are. Deal with it. She got out and started a movement against well, rape in the military. I've done an interview with her quite some time ago that has yet to be released on the TV show, but she is so beautiful, so intelligent, that we have offered her her own show to be produced by us. So look out for that. And, you know, just some other material. We got Melvin Punch, who is going to be doing a show called Still Punching. Well, you know, you get to hear old black man rant and talk about life in general. And it's actually quite breathtaking once we saw his pilot test video. And I think it's really cool. It's something quite militant that you'd almost see in Black Panthers or something. So, you know, that's a couple examples. We've got 3 to 5 shows coming, and, you know, we're taking more time off from doing the Red Pill Hardcore TV show just to be able to get ready to produce these other shows and, you know, try to get a variety of shows and not just everyone looking at my shiny, gorgeous face. So don't want to keep a monopoly on that. So we're going to get some more material out to you. And then, of course, also have these people come on to this show so that you guys can talk to them. Our loyal Republic Broadcast Network listeners. So other than that, do we have anything else on the table, guys?
I wanted to briefly just calm all the listeners down, just make them realize that wasn't in fact Jesse Ventura. That was my excellent spot on voice, just so you know, you don't get hit with any copyrights or anything like that. But we do
that's what
have
Bill
the
was
Democrat-
talking about. Your impression, okay.
Yeah,
you lost me. All right.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys because you let me warm up my my Scarface impression. Every once in a while, I get to throw in my impressions. I used to, you know, back in high school, I was class clown, most unpredictable. I was always trying to make people laugh and all this other stuff. And you know, I used to be able to do impressions of stuff like that, but now I can just do impressions of like people nobody's ever heard of, like Jordan Maxwell and David Icke and all these other people. And it's so funny because like when you try to do those impressions to the general public, they're like, what the hell are you talking about, Saturn, the Black Rubens? You people need to wake up and do your homework. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty
that's
good at
one thing. Let
too.
Me say just one thing not... about that. Sorry, you just made me think of something because you know I'm kind of being goofy, but you know that's what this all takes. Some people think that oh, I have to get up there and I have to be like super intelligent and well spoken like V and be able to command and control all of this other stuff. Like everybody has their own talents, right? So just use what you've got, but use it in a way that is altruistic and helps other people too. And you need to do like a little more than that too, but make sure you guys get off your butts. But it's not as hard as you think. You don't have to go and change your whole thing. Like Bill is an excellent writer. Like it's like a movie when you're reading what he's saying, because it's not like the bland New York Times, like 6 males were shot in Chicago today at 3:56 PM on this street. Associated Press reports. No, you're watching like a color movie when this guy and it's like a prized fighter in there. He's hitting people with jabs and stuff like this. This is not like pansy stuff. So everybody has those innate talents, and we just need to develop them because you know that's our goal of those talents is to share them with others and develop them to their fullest.
Do you know how badly I want to get on video dressed up in a toad outfit and scream at everyone, telling everyone that frogs are gay?
Well, you know, I'm realizing with the flat earth videos and me dressing up as a cop, they get way more publicity. So I was thinking, it's funny that you say that. Like, I'm thinking that, like, oh, I might do a makeup tutorial or like a toy unboxing in the next couple days and then just drop in, like, by the way, look up Building 7 and, you know, no plane probably hit the Pentagon or something and just sprinkle some truth in there, or maybe doing like a misguided yoga or psychic reading. I don't know. But I think that's what it is. We're going to have to find new, in, because if you name a video Hillary Clinton exposed, shocking Epstein connections, or, oh, the NSA exposed, or vaccines are messed up, people aren't going to watch that video. So I guess we're going to have to find out new interesting ways. And I guess if there's any callers out there too, I'd love to hear what people think, because we're going to need to find some new legal, lawful ways to get around these censors and reach new people. Because as V has told you guys and is well aware, these algorithms, these censors, man, they're making it increasingly difficult.
Well, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. Doing something extremely goofy, okay? Something that should get a lot of views, you know, I guess a nut-kicking compilation. But in the right corner, have a separate video playing and with text going across, you know. CIA, Mossad, did 9/11. It was an inside job. And just rolling messages like that while you do some goofy, entertaining video. Why not? Do something like They Live, so an ordeal.
Or all the chicken. Yep, go ahead.
Well, I would say also, I mean, Will, I originally wanted you to come on and do another show with me that we had came up with called Entertainment Tonight. Or not, Infotainment Tonight. Excuse me. Sort of like a parody of Entertainment Tonight. Infotainment Tonight. And, but we were short one other candidate, and I couldn't think of who to get on the show just to joke around, watch YouTube videos, and just give our, you know, opinions and do commentary on these sort of things. Sort of like a Tosh.0, but give some political insight.
That's a great idea. You know, I didn't really completely get the vision of that until right now, but that's exactly what this world needs, because people love watching stuff like that, like Tosh.0 and the epic fail videos, and what's that one show on MTV where the girl has the most annoying laugh ever, and she might be the one, oh my god, she's so annoying with that laugh, and they just basically watch people get their arms broken and bikes smashed all day. People love watching that. So yeah, if we could sprinkle truth in, that's actually a very brilliant idea. We're gonna have to get more and more sneaky out here on how we do things. And I don't know if you guys saw this, which is I'm sorry.
I just said, I think so, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, this, like, I'm not artistic at all, but there's so many different ways to get involved. I about 6 months ago here in Rhode Island, there was some artist who was putting these large, I mean, they were probably like 10 feet tall, spoons that looked like they were used, you know, for, you know, doing heroin, right? And they put them outside of all these big pharma companies and just left them there, and all the local news picked it up. And that's just a simple nonviolent thing. You don't even have to take credit for that. You know, I'm not saying you go out there and build a spoon, but, you know, everybody, what I'm trying to say is I've just been synthesizing other people's ideas, but there's a lot of creative people out there that I'm sure could inspire us and just blow us away with some of their ideas that they could put to work themselves.
Absolutely. Well, do we have any related articles from the Butcher here? I think he may have just fallen asleep and been outside on his warm.
You know what? That's a big insult to my
chair.
You know something, Bill? I've been a governor. I've been a co-host. You know, that's a really big insult to my Jesse Ventura right there. I might have to open up a David Icke or something. I don't know. But that's, I guess I'm glad that I stayed in truth and didn't pursue a career in comedy. Unfortunately, even if I wanted to, seeing all the millions of innocent brown children throughout the generations now, fought by Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., murdered in Iraq, and then Obama said, folks, I'm going to clean up this buying, and then he just bombed every more people, and then Trump's out-bombed the Nobel Peace Prize winner. So, I mean, at this point, I mean, I guess I'm glad I went into this. So, yeah, but I'm going to work on my Jesse Ventura. We'll see what I can do with that.
Well, and another thing that we're working on here is getting a militia show going. This has been something that I have been wanting to do for a while, too. And the thing is finding a host. Because, again, I don't want to be the main host of every show. I have no desire, no time, any of that. So we want to get a militia show going. So far, we've talked to a few candidates, and because we need that militia talk. We need to have that, you know, there's so many people out there.
I have no idea. This is why you're V, because you have all the ideas, and V is just like, all right, guys, I'm giving you a platform. I'm giving you the tools. I'm giving you the blueprints here. Just take it and run with it. And exactly. It's so funny because you have it all mapped out. You're just waiting for people to – you're basically Muggsy Bogues throwing people alley-oops. People are just – all you have to do, guys, is just catch that dunk and slam it, and it's like a 4-foot rim. And how this is how important V is what he's saying right now about militias, constitutional legal militias in the Second Amendment. There's a beautiful meme that came out several years ago. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it, which it showed the Second Amendment, the First Amendment without the Second Amendment, and it showed the Occupy Wall Street protesters handcuffed on the curb, on the sidewalk, and a cop just walks by them and sprays mace in their face. And then it's on the bottom of the meme, it says, First Amendment with the Second Amendment. And it's what happened with the Bundy Ranch people when the government was telling people to back down, get off this ranch, and there was a whole bunch of angry cowboys with weapons. And so it's quite the contrast. And, you know, we can yell about the First Amendment, and I do all the time too, but we need to be able to legally and lawfully back that up. Every single person has and should keep the right to defend themselves. You know, there's a big movement by the left right now to take their guns, but don't forget, Malcolm X wasn't so happy with the government having all the guns. You know, even Martin Luther King Jr. was a healthy gun owner. Even Gandhi said the biggest crime against the British Empire was taking their weapons away from them, from the people of India. And that's something that we need to recognize, especially with the red flag laws that are every single Democrat thinks that we should have these red flag laws. So it basically says, I can basically, hypothetically, I wouldn't do this for you. Heavy air quotes, so in case they don't do this to V, but I could just say, oh yeah, I don't like V, he's crazy. And boom, they can go to his house and take his guns with no judge, no jury, no warrant. Obviously, he's outside of the United States, so they can't do that to him, and that's why he's a good example. But, you know, you think it's just the Democrats, but even Trump, too, says, oh yeah, first we take the guns, then the due process. So this is a very slippery slope because then you got the Democrats yelling, and I didn't see the debate tonight. I'm probably going to watch that after the show now. But hell yeah, we're coming for your AR-15s. We're coming for your guns. My Beto impression is a little bit better. Hell yeah, we're coming for them. So these people openly admit they're coming for your guns. And then on the Republican side, Trump's like, we're coming for your guns. So what the hell are we to do right now besides take the alley-oop that V has given you guys? I know there's so many people that are listening to the show right now saying, how can I get active? And, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Just get up there and do it and do something. I can't tell you how much, like, V has done for this movement and just putting people in positions where they can be effective. And now's the time that you need to step up to the plate.
Well, and also, well, we need that extra added layer of legal protection. It's easier to take guns away from the individual, but it's a hell of a lot harder to take guns away from militia. Okay? Now, having a militia is extremely easy. It's so easy. Getting a compound, you know, people dividing up their money and resources to own a piece of property and calling it sovereign property and making it and taking it out of the jurisdiction of federal government and these sort of things. People need to be sure to get together. I would love for some cops, some feds to come onto a training compound with a militia and say, "We're taking your guns." That ain't gonna happen. If you can have a community watch, you can have a local militia. Okay? And, you know, what are you doing on your weekends anyways? What are you doing with your free time anyways?
There's people shooting guns on Call of Duty. You might as well shoot some real guns, because most of these people are fake shooting guns, and or they're also watching other men simulate war games playing football. So why don't you reclaim your own genitalia, become your own man, instead of watching sweaty men reenact fake war? Get a little dirty, get a little sweaty, reclaim your community. You ever heard of a runner's high? Imagine hanging around, being a man, shooting guns, protecting yourself. Wow, that's maybe, call me crazy, but that's a lot cooler than knowing Tom Brady's jockstrap size.
You know, you are getting way too far with your foresight into my plans. I got to tell you about the league.
Yeah, you got something for everything, dude. Oh my god.
Well, the league, yes. Well, it's something that I hope, once I get some money underneath me, that I'm going to be talking to ESPN about. So,
is this the League of Extraordinary Trans Gentlemen? Because we have to be inclusive.
Oh boy. Well, I do know that there are ways to get people excited about things, and that's really what I want to do. And my plans here: if capitalism is the way, then I'm going to make activism profitable, and that is just everything in my future in a nutshell. It's going to be profitable to use your First Amendment. It's going to be profitable to use your all of your rights and flex those and make sure that it becomes a part of the infrastructure, because that's the problem. Our amendment rights are not a part of the infrastructure.
I don't know what you're saying. Sounds good, but I think it might threaten our AI robotic singularity overlord masters. I don't know.
Oh, exactly. It's going to actually bring the American way of life and make it the American way of life again, instead of being corporate sheep and cattle. I know I'm speaking very vague right now, but I can't give out all the plans right now, because again, I've got to have investors, I've got to have a large group of people to undertake it and things like that, and the civilian militia is going to be by far the easiest, that is for sure, to get this thing started.
Well, like I said, we're going to need a civilian militia more than ever if these Democrats and Republicans don't respect our rights to defend ourselves. I mean, we are truly slaves when the First Amendment is coming under attack. The Second Amendment, nobody respects our rights to defend ourselves. I mean, that's the first sign of a slave right there, right? Is they don't let you defend yourself. Like, that's slavery 101. I think that's the first thing. And they're openly on TV, both sides of the aisle, saying, "You can't defend yourself, slave." So what V is saying is incredibly important. And to the people listening out there, I know we're coming up on the end of the show. For anybody that doesn't know the best way to get in touch with you, because I'm sure there's some people, hopefully, that we've inspired to take some nonviolent resistance right now, what are some good places for people to get in touch with you? Because V, you're so busy orchestrating things, pulling strings and running a million things, you forget to plug and you forget to put your own things out there. So
I do forget to plug. Well, anyone can reach me in my studio. I'm not a snob. Give me a call. 202-657-5715. That is the Truth Productions, the Truth Pharmacy Productions studio here. And hey, we can all work some things out together. If you are a Fed, I will sniff you out and I will make sure you regret trying to be subversive and working against me. So, with that said, I want to thank everyone for tuning into this episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.